This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. An Islamic State suicide bomber struck at a mosque packed with Shiite Muslim worshippers in northern Afghanistan Friday and killed at least 46 people and wounded dozens in the latest security challenge to the Taliban as they transition from an insurgency to a governance. And its initial claim of responsibility, the region's IS affiliates identified the bomber as a Uyghur Muslim, saying the attack targeted both Shiites and the Taliban for the purported willingness to expel Uyghurs to meet demands from China. The statement was carried by the IS-linked news agency. The blast tore through a crowded mosque in the city of Kunduz during Friday noon prayers, the highlight of the Muslim religious week. Taliban rulers, as well as religious institutions and minority Shiites, have been targeted since U.S. and NATO troops left in Afghanistan. U.S. officials will meet with Taliban leaders and officials on Saturday and Sunday, aimed at easing the evacuations of foreign citizens and at-risk Afghans in Afghanistan, and according to a U.S. official. The focus of the talks in Qatar would be holding Afghanistan Taliban leaders to commitments that they would allow Americans and other foreign nationals to leave Afghanistan, along with Afghans who once worked with the U.S. military or government and other Afghan allies. The official spoke on condition of anonymity because the person was not authorized to speak